Hey, welcome back to CA Women's Basketball Media Day. We are pleased to be joined now here by Campbell head coach Ronnie Fisher and his junior guard Gemma Nunez. Good afternoon.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. I hope the two of you are too. Coach, I'll start with you. Certainly a solid first season for you and your program, 17-14 overall, 9-9 in the league. How difficult maybe was the transition, and were you pleased with your first season in the CA?
The transition was difficult. The learning curve was really steep, and the league is tremendous. As you saw in the postseason, five teams going to postseason, the way they performed was so good. Really proud of them. They made our league proud. And every night out, it was a very difficult game. We got off to a slow start last year. We're 0-3 in the league, but I love the toughness of our kids to really bounce back. And I think we won five of our last eight. And you're never satisfied, but I was really proud of the way we finished, and hopefully we can pick up there where we left off last year.
Gemma, how about for you? What did you see as the biggest transition?
It was obviously a big change coming from the other conference, but we were so excited to be in this conference, have a good level of basketball, and we had a slow start in the season, but then I think we got going and we really love it. We love the level of basketball, and we just need to keep it up this year.
Got questions this afternoon from Trevor. Go ahead, Trevor.
This question's for both of you. I'll start with you, Coach. What's it like having Shai on the bench now? Obviously, she was an incredible player for your program for so many years, and now to have her right next to you instead of on the court for you, what's that like?
Yeah, it's great. Cheyenne, she was a really great player for us, and she had the longest tenure of any player I ever had, I think 6 years. But Shai, the loyalty she showed to our program and our team, and it was a tremendous leader. It's great having her back with us for those very reasons. She's bringing the same things, and I know our players, she can relate with exactly what they're going through on a daily basis. She's been in this league, and she's doing a tremendous job, I think, helping the individual players, and it's a really huge asset for us this season.
Yeah,
Go
for
ahead.
me, I love having Shai as a teammate. I love playing with her. And now that I have her as a coach, it's really good to have someone that can really relate to you, not only in the court, but also out of the court. And she's just doing a great job and she's helping us a lot.
Thank you, guys. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Coach, you talked about how much better your team played down the stretch after that 0-3 start and how you were able to adjust. Now that you know that and you've kind of seen the level, how close do you think you are to being back to where you're used to be, which is challenging for championships?
Yeah, that's a good question. We've got a very inexperienced team this year. We really lost four starters and about 70% of our scoring. So I love every day at practice. Our kids are competing and we're learning a lot. We just have a lot to learn, and it's difficult. You have to make a decision sometimes. Do I want to take the time to get good at this, or do I need to get these other eight things that are on the practice plan? And that's a tough decision sometimes, because we're used to being solid at everything we do, and it takes a lot of time. So we're going to get there. I couldn't tell you when. I know we have practice in about an hour, and we're going to take a big stride today. And that's about what I'm looking at right now every day, and just trying to get better, get as much as we can in, and have quality reps so we can develop habits.
Gemma, how different has it been for you with you mentioned with four starters gone, you're the only returning starter, so you're obviously having to work with a lot of new players. How have you taken on more of a leadership role with this group, and how different has it been for you?
Yeah, I definitely say that I've taken a more leader role on the team this year. I had really great teammates that taught me how to do this last year in my freshman year. So I feel like I'm ready now. I'm really happy that I get to do that too. And I love just helping the young players And I'm just trying to do whatever I need to do to get the team good.
Coach, how do you see Gemma's role having to change with this group?
Yeah, Gemma doesn't need to change much in her role. She needs to focus on the same thing she's been doing and do them just a little bit better. I mean, she was a tremendous player for us last year, and her assist turnover ratio was amazing. She was a lot of times the best defender on the floor. Just little things like it's helped her learning the English language a little better, just being a little more vocal and understanding. And that's coming along for her, but she doesn't need to change a thing. She's working to get better. She's shooting the ball better, finishing a little better, but she needs to just continue to grow, but do exactly what she brought to the team last year and just a little bit, a little bit more vocal leadership along the way. And also, we've got some returners that I'm so excited to have. They weren't starters all the time, but Audrey Fuller is a senior that had a good year last year, and she's ready to take that next step up this year. And Courtney Dahlquist will be a senior that was injured last year and didn't really play much, and she's going to play a big role for our team. And obviously Gemma in the junior class, and Gigi Boone in the junior class, who I think has a chance to be a really good player in our league. And those four have a lot of experience, or some experience. Logan Knuckles is in that junior class. It has an injury right now, and I don't know what her status is at this point. But also, we have three sophomores that did not play a lot last year, but will two of them may start right now if we play. So Hadley Deal and Paris and Jess Woods, Paris Smith and Jess Woods, they all have some experience. Now they just need to fit into the new role they have, and I'm totally confident that they will. And I'm really excited that they're going to have that opportunity.
Gemma, most players, I think, as a rule, like to score the basketball and get, kind of judge how well they play by maybe how many points they get. You led the team in assists. You led the team in steals, which is stuff I'm sure your coach loves and needs. But talk about maybe how you embrace that role, and would you like to, is scoring more something that you'd like to do a little more of?
Well, I love defense. I think it's one of my best things in basketball in my game. But I also love like leading the team inside the court and like being kind of the coach on the court. So I'm always trying to get everyone to their spot and make everyone feel comfortable in the court. But obviously, this year trying to get more of a scoring role because we lost a lot of the players that did that last year for us. So I'm just trying to do whatever I need to do to help the team win because I'm just focused on games and winning.
Coach, you talked about some of the returning players that you have back that you see going into bigger roles. I'm sure you have some new players on your team, or do you see any of them being able to make an impact for you right away?
Yeah, I sure do. We have five freshmen, and first of all five of those freshmen are quality student athletes that I absolutely love being around every day, and they've made our culture better, and they've come to work, and I'm so glad they're in our program. And I think all five of them are going to make an impact this year. All five bring a different skill set. Olivia Tucker on the perimeter, she's a tremendous scoring guard that can do a lot of different things. And Jasmine Felton is kind of that wing player that can do those things. And Sierra Alexander is one of the she's one of the best athletes we've had here in a while. And she's gonna make an impact. And Michaela Taborn brings she's a 6'3" kid that brings size inside. And then Emerson Thompson can flat out shoot the basketball. So I think they'll all make an impact, and I'll be honest, I'm kind of like you. I want to see it myself. We haven't scrimmaged yet, and I can't wait to see what they can do. And when you have five freshmen and only one returning starter, you don't quite know what the chemistry's like until you've played a few exhibitions or a few scrimmages. And I'm anxious to see that. But I'm really excited about our kids. It's just they got to. They're really, we have the fastest team that we've had here since I've been here, but sometimes we don't know exactly where we're running. So we got to get that figured out, and we're going to be all right.
Demo, what have you seen? What has practice been like with all these young freshmen running around?
It's been obviously a learning process, but I love how they come to work every day. They're willing to learn. They're willing to listen to you, even not just the coaching staff, but the under, like the upperclassmen, players. I'm sorry, and they're just working their butt off, actually. So I think we just need to start playing and get that chemistry among us, and then we'll be fine.
I let
So
you go, coach, and
you're gonna
actually for
make a
both of
good
you.
coach.
Yeah. Without putting a number on things, what would be a successful season for you? What are some of the goals and expectations you've put on this group coming into the season?
Yeah, we've got two goals right now. The first one starts at 3:30 today, and we have a goal of being the best team in the country with our effort and intensity and pulling together as a team. And then our second goal is we have a game on November 4th at 5:30, and our goal is to win that game. And we're going to focus on those two things. Obviously, we want to play an NCAA tournament every season, but we're not going to focus on that right now. We're focused on today, and literally, we have so much growth that we can have and so much improvement to make that if we just concentrate on that every day, I'll be honest, there's no telling where we can be by the end of the year. The potential's there, but realizing that, I think you have to have a daily, hourly, minutely focus on what you're doing, and that's what we're trying to do here. And I know that's probably not what you want to hear, but that's that's the truth.
All right. Good visit, Gemma. Thanks so much for doing this with us this afternoon. Good luck as your season gets underway. We look forward to watching you all year long.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
Thank
Yeah.
you. Again, for media members here who are on the line, if you have questions for any